Lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today I would like to talk with you about some customer experiences which I had here in the coaching lounge in Zurich over all these years. And I found they were really nice ones because they also gave me, of course, you know, the letters which they were writing at that time, and I, you know, got them out of my folder, and I think it would make sense that you get a comparison, in fact. So I would like to read out, in fact, their letters to you, and also to tell you a little bit more about, you know, their situation with what they were fighting with, and that you get a real customer example also on hand, that you compare your results also with the results of other women, for example. And today I would like to talk with you first about a woman who was really desperately unhappy in love, about Larissa, and also about the second case about Bianca, because she was a woman who was really seeking to get the position of her boss at that time. And so what really has happened with them, what kind of situation they were, and, you know, what kind of results they were really showing and presenting to me, I will show you now in a second. So be excited, and please don't be worried about it. It will be today. I will read out their results, and they are not written in English, so I just can't read out not right away. So while I do that, in fact, I also have to do the translations at the same time. But be excited. These are really two great women, I have to say, and really nice examples to present. So thank you, and yeah, let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Okay, so we just have for you personal comparison, a look at two customer examples. I prepared to you two ones, as I already said in the introduction, and the first one is Larissa. Larissa came to me because, to give you a better understanding of her situation, she came to me because she was really unhappy in love with a man. And she said, you know, she met this person, I think via Tinder, as far as I remember. And, you know, they saw each other, they fell right away in love. You know, they started a romance and everything what is together, as it goes together with it. And she said, you know, he was charming, he nice, he was exactly the one she wanted to have, you know, to start a life with together. And it was, and for, you know, his way of being is exactly what she wanted so much, and why she was so fascinated about this man. But she was also wondering because he just had once a week really time, and it was not super clear, and staying overnight was a little bit difficult, you know. And as it was not really, you know, right away the dream thing she had in mind. But then she told me, you know, as they started their romance, in fact, that I think after 2 or 3 months, he then explained this to her, that he said, you know, let us say, in fact, I'm married. And I still have 3 kids, and these kids are not grown-up kids, they are, you know, little kids, you know, so they need my caring, he needs to be around, and. And as Larissa heard this, you know, she was so, you know, really deeply touched by it, you know, and, but, you know, she was so much in love with him that, in fact, she could not stop it anymore. So, and she came to me in my office, as a in my coaching lounge, because she told me, just imagine, you really love someone. First of all, he has this, you know, personal hurdle, you know, kids, being married, not divorced, though this marriage, in fact, was really over. And she told me that. And I'm sure, you know, that at this point, he really did not lie to her. He was really open, and he tells her he can't leave, you know, the kids and so on. But she came to me because she said, you know, just imagine, you love this guy. Next, the fact that he's still married, he has 3 kids, he has less time, that he now has the problem that this would actually not really ever work out because he diagnosticated, you know, as he got the diagnosis, in fact, that he has a cancer on his balls. So he had, I think at that time, the second survey, as the second operation, and it was finished. Also, after that, also he quit this relationship with Larissa. And she told me that after all of this, in fact, happened after that, and she came to me because she was crying her soul out. She was so sad about it that she said, you know, I really love this man, you know, and you know, it would matter to me as long as he's around, you know, they can live together and they could, you know, make their living together. But he quit, and you know, she was really desperate. And then I said, you know what, I can of course cannot change that, and but if you want to, we can really work on this. And she came to me, and then we really started working as exactly with a method I showed you the last one or two times, you know, that she was asked really to write letters about it. And some of these letters, you know, some of the contents, in fact, I now would like to read out to you, that you understand how much she was really, you know, in love with this person, you know. And really, as we did that and really started to work with each other, she felt much better. And then she really could make, you know, the cut, you know, and then really move on, in fact, you know, that she was really open and not occupied anymore for the next love to come in her life, which, by the way, then happened. All right, but what did she write? So why do I explain you this, or I tell you this, and why do I read this out for you? As already said, you know, I want you to get a comparison about your results when you write letters, and also that you get, you know, results of other women. And she came to my office and she wrote the following 10 pages about it. So I will short it a little bit, but that you just get a feeling about what other women wrote. And she wrote, she said, "Dear Tommy, I have never told you that I want, and I want it much more. I want to have something really great for us, a life together, you know, and also with your kids. I mean, I have the space for this inside of me, and I really want the real thing for us. I really count on you. And I want this so desperately and so dearly. So I do not understand why you get away from me and that you really want now the distance. I do not understand why you made this cut. I do not understand why you told me that you need time now for you. And instead of that, we, you know, find a way together that I can help and really support you, you push me away from you. This really hurts me very much. That really gives me the feeling that you never loved me, really. I resent you dearly." Next page. "I resent you that you are really getting out of my life, that you don't show the love you used to, that I have sometimes the feeling, you know, what I was a hat, sometimes the feeling that when you're next to me, that I'm alone, that I resent you that we cannot really live our love together. We don't have the time for it. You're so randomly around. And you're not, you know, you're not really getting action. You're just getting more far away from me than really getting closer to me. I'm very deeply hurt that you do not want to spend your life with me, that I'm alone. I regret nothing. Every time you wrote to me, you know, I felt like being a teenie again. My heart was jumping, butterflies were around, and everything was so easy and so nice, you know. And in fact, I allowed you to hurt myself. You act like a manager towards me. Sometimes just doing, acting, emotions out. Your decision as you were standing in front of me and really leaving me, it was as if you were a manager, a cold, male, heartless manager. You were just acting, and I think just thinking about your kids and maybe yourself. But there was no space, nothing for me. You decided for anyone else, but not for me and not for us. I feel so lonely. I have to accept your decision, though it hurts so endlessly that I do not know how to continue. It takes my breath. My heart is flat. I have no energy left. Why would it not be possible? Why do you cut? Why did you left my life? I'm thankful for the time together. Yes, it was a nice time. I really enjoyed any second, any minute. And I really regret that we will never find out if it would have been possible to do it and to live together. I'm honest. I wanted much more. I wanted a life together. I wanted to live completely different than I used to. And in my dreams, it was all possible to happen, but maybe not in this life. Dear Tommy, I forgive you that you let me wait. I forgive you that you had not always so much time for me. I forgive you that you left me alone. You were not here, and that you never said, I am your man, I am at your side, and I am there for you. I forgive you that you left. Dear Tommy, I never told you that I still, up till now, really love you. I never told you that I'm crying on a regular basis that you left my life. And I never told you that I deleted your number out of my mobile phone. I miss you. I still love you. And I don't know really how to continue and to move on. Yours, Larissa. Every time, you know, as I really checked on these little letters, you know, you get the deep feeling of this woman, you know, how much she was really, you know, in the corner, in fact, how much she was really, you know, crying out that this man really left her life because of a personal reason, but it just did not happen for her. So she had to accept that he left. It was his decision, and she now has to live with it. By now, of course, she's much better, and I'm straight. I gave you this example because it was one of the first letters she wrote, you know, and you see already, you know, there were like fragments, you know, which you were writing down, but still they were really going very deep. And what I gave her at this time was, you know, that she had also to redo this exercise and to deepen this much more, that you know, really write about emotions and feelings, you know. She more said, you know, that he, you know, he's away, he's not here. I was alone, you know, he left and so on. All good, very good, but you can deepen this much, much more, all right? But already a very good result. Okay, so the second example, which I wanted to read out a little bit for you, was the woman Bianca. And that woman was in a complete different, now we changed the scene completely from a love thing to a, you know, a business topic. And this woman was in a department. She was working always very hard, and she was doing, in fact, a good job, but she had troubles with her boss at that time. And she came to me because her boss, I think her boss name, I don't even remember that one. Is it somewhere here? It doesn't matter. But, you know, Bianca came to me because she had really troubles with her female boss at this time. They were around about, I think, the same age, so around 40, 45. And she said, you know, I did so much and so good, but instead of that, I get somehow a little bit recognition from this, from my boss, you know, that I get, you know, maybe a promotion or more money or just, you know, whatever. She's putting me down nonstop. She is not really nice. She is, you know, make sure, you know, that our boss, in fact, as the boss of her boss, you know, is not that seeing her serious and so on, so not that she's really taking her results, and, you know, we know the story. So the thing was, she was really mobbed by her boss. She did not really feel really comfortable. And in fact, she really wanted to leave the company because she has no option for moving up. Her boss is not helping, supporting her, by far not, and exactly the opposite. And she came to me because she says, you know, as the end with now, this gets solved right away, or I have to quit and I have to find another job. But this is in fact what she does not want to do because she loves her job. She's exactly, you know, at the right position. And now the next thing will be really to get, you know, promotion. And so she came to me and I said, all right, so let's work on this situation between you and your female boss. And I want you, of course, to write down everything, what comes up in your mind. And she took out a very precise situation where, you know, where her boss was really putting her down in front of the entire team and the boss of the bosses. And exactly. And then I asked her, really, please sit down and start writing everything what comes out of it and please read out. And she read out the following. And again, I have to translate a little bit. She wrote down, dear boss, I resent you that you are so unprofessional, that you just do plays, you know, that you try to stand above anyone and anything. You are so bossy like and you play that you do in fact nothing, and you are incapable. You're not really capable of doing that job. You don't listen. When we have good ideas, you just, you know, you ignore them. And actually, you don't care about the departments. You don't care about the team. You don't care about the company. The only thing of you are really taking care of is getting money under the table from clients because they have a benefit out of it. And of course, you as too, or other suppliers. You're not an honest person. You work in your own pocket. You change on purpose situations and things, you know. You play your power. Also, you live your power, you enjoy your power, and you show that also to others. I came into this department because I thought I could contribute, I could help, support, and my resource is wanted and, you know, really needed. And how was I naive? I really regret your development. You know, you're not moving forward. You're stepping on the same spot, or maybe, yeah, you are developing backwards. You are so incapable. You don't even know what we do and why we do it, and you do not even want to learn it. You simply don't care. You have a left business hand. You are, in fact, working against the company, and you're not helping to, you know, to earn more money for the company. So then exactly, you're sucking the company out on the company's, position. You know, is you take money out of it. And I'm so honest and so open. I really offered you friendship, and I really wanted to help and support so much and so badly, but you just put me down whenever you can. You even last time, even you laughed at me. You told our boss that I am not capable of doing the job, and it's just because of you that you rescued and you know, rescued the department. And I'm straight. I am not your problem. Our boss wants to get rid of you. Our boss does not see you of being capable enough to do the job. So I am not your problem. So sit down, calm down towards me, and get working. Do your job. Do something for the money you get. And calm down towards me. I am not your problem. I am nothing thankful for towards you. I really wish that our boss is kicking you out. You are not honest, you are mean, you work in your own pockets, you are lying non-stop, you are opportunistical behavior. And wake up. All right. stop your games and plays. And she continued writing with, I know exactly what you do, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I hope that our boss will see that you are not so honest and that you take out things for you. You're not a section leader or a department leader. You're a simple expert in doing something, maybe a project or so. I think you would do a favor to the entire team and the company if you would go. So stop being mean to me. Stop putting me down. I am good enough. I know exactly my job. I am very good at it, and I should have your position. I should be boss. You should listen to me. I'm not a person, of a second level, you know. I am exactly the same value as you are, and I should earn much more money. I should get recognition for it, and I deserve that job. You should go. You're unprofessional, you're not honest, and you do not even know where your spot is. You're loud, you're mean, and you're a non-stop liar. I really hope that the boss kicks you out soon and that this is all over, because you are a catastrophe. You are by far no manager at all. Yours, Bianca. So that was a little bit summary. I'm straight, she wrote much more. Also here was about 8 to 9 pages, you know, but already a good example, which I really wanted to present also to you in this little round. So I feel that you see a little, you know, to get a better feeling, compare it a little bit. And also she, it was one of the first exercises she's ever done that. And I thought to cut it short, the outcome of this was then really, as we worked now, they had then of course one or two, how is it, appraisals, of course, you know, what you have in companies and so on. And in fact, really, she really could, how is it, really could stay longer in this department, and she really did not leave the company. And the great thing was really that she got then the job she was really seeking on. And that was really great for me, because the other one got fired of really being incapable and so on. And as she was really doing such a great job, you know, and she could, you know, change the way of behaving and acting towards her, you know, towards her boss, that she could really, you know, take over finally and get her promotion and really could take over this job. And that was really one of the very nice stories. And that's the reason why I wanted to show you that, because we really worked on how, you know, what you really can, you know, what you need, in fact, that you really can become the boss that you have. How can you handle yourself, in fact, that others see, in fact, that you have the capabilities of also doing this job. And I'm straight, you know, as we did that, you know, then we really started to work on the what, in addition, you need to know and need to have, that you really can set up, for example, departments as you like to have it, with the right information flow, with the right escalations behind it, that you can really do and be the boss. All right. And this is now the second step what we did. But first of all, we really worked on her, let's put it like this, mindset, and we reactivated her inner resources, get away from all the things which were blocking her, that she could really make this big jump in her life. And I wanted to show you here a little example of how she started, in fact, and what was really then finally the outcome of it. So from a very unpleasant situation at work where she said, sorry, I can't stand this anymore and I just want to run away because it's so horrible, into the thing that, you know, she then got really the promotion, all right? And she only got the promotion because there was already everything there. So we really reactivated her inner diamond as we got the things away which were blocking her, which were keeping her busy at night. And this is in fact what we did. So this was one of the first exercises I did with Bianca together. And as I said, fantastic, absolutely fantastic results at the end. So I hope you liked this little podcast series and you could really take or have takeouts from this and good examples for comparisons for you. So if you would like to get a personal consulting also of yours, consulting coaching, in fact, on your results you exchange and forward to me, just shoot me a message. I will really take this into one of the next podcast episodes and also will tell you something about what I think when I read it, when I see it, you know, and especially what kind of progress you make. So If this is all a little bit too slowly for you, I would understand. Then, of course, you always have the option to get in contact with me for your free consulting call. We have a look into your personal situation and if we should work in one-to-one coaching experience together, that we get you speed up and also to do your transformation as up together. So thank you very much for listening also this time for the podcast episode, and the next one is coming soon. Thank you very much.